This is the May-June 2020 issue of the BVA Bulletin, Volume 75, Number 3. The National President of the Blinded Veterans Association is Dr. Thomas Zamperi of Pearland, Texas. Joseph McNeil of Columbus, Georgia, serves as National Vice President. The National Secretary is Daniel Wallace of Carthage, New York, and the National Treasurer is Elizabeth Holmes of Midland, Georgia. Serving as District Directors from Districts 1 to 6 are the following: Dennis O'Connell of Long Beach, New York, representing District 1. Tim Hornick of Lawrence, Kansas, directing the work of District 2. Monica Gilmore of Rocky Mount, North Carolina, serving District 3. Janessa Morrow of Gilbert, Arizona, over District 4. Paul Kaminsky of Middleburg, Florida, represents District 5. And Kevin Jackson of Austin, Texas, works on behalf of the BVA membership in District 6. The position of immediate past national president remains vacant due to the passing of Joe Parker in August of 2019. Additional appointed officers are outgoing national chaplain Johnny Bush, Sr. of Atlanta, Georgia, as national chaplain, now succeeded by Dr. Ronald Lester of Tucson, Arizona. Kenan Horn of Edmond, Oklahoma, is the national sergeant of arms. Garrett Bolks of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Jeff Mittman of Indianapolis, Indiana, represent BVA on the Trusted Advisory Council. Blinded Veterans Association auxiliary officers include the following: President Sandy Krasnodemsky of Allen Park, Michigan; Vice President Edna Kirksey Dixon of Bay Minette, Alabama; Secretary Sherry Harris Bates of Tulsa, Oklahoma; and Treasurer Benjamin Holmes from Midland, Georgia. Patricia Hale of Deer Park, Washington, serves as the auxiliary reporter and has provided the Auxiliary's View column for this issue. BVA staff members serving the association's membership nationwide consist of Interim Executive Director Donald Overton, Jr., Administrative Director Bridget Jones, Director of Government Relations Donald Overton, Jr. The membership coordinator is Maria Ingenieri, while the development coordinator is Andrea Malmer. Aaron McConnell serves as the Government Relations Specialist. The Director of Public Relations is Stuart Nelson, with Kylie Fitzgerald as the Public Relations Coordinator. The editor of this issue of the Bulletin is Stuart Nelson, with Kylie Fitzgerald as the Assistant Editor. BVA's full-time National Veterans Service Resource Center staff members are now Laurel Hamilton and Charles Reynolds. The BVA National Headquarters is now located at 1101 King Street, Suite 300, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314. Each full-time headquarters staff member can be reached by dialing 202-371-8880 or toll-free 1-800-669-7079, and by then following prompts that connect the caller to the correct department and individual. Email communication will be forwarded to the appropriate recipient when sent through BVA's general email address, bva@bva.org. The organization's combined federal campaign number remains 10513. The BVA Bulletin is published bi-monthly by and for all blinded veterans. There is no charge to receive the print version of the publication, which is available upon request of the National Headquarters to any interested individual or organization. Requests for multiple copies will be honored whenever possible. An audio compact disc version is mailed to annual and life members upon specific request. The audio version is also accessible via the BVA website. Contents of this issue of the Bulletin include the following entries: President's Page by Dr. Thomas Zamperi; Executive Director's Message to Members by Joe Bogart; Legislative Update by Don Overton; Historic National Convention, now casualty of coronavirus; Virtual Meetings Assume New Role, New Importance; A Look Back, BVA Wins VA Recognition; BVA and BVUK Pursue Joint Ocular Trauma Task Force; Ceramic Tips, Amazing in Cane Navigation by Mike Taylor, Florida Regional Group; Hasbrook Counted Among BVA Early Stalwarts by Stuart Nelson; Around BVA, Dole Foundation Selects Caregiver, Operation Peer Support News; Auxiliary's View by Patty Hale; Headquarters Receives Carol Correspondence; From the Veterans Services Staff by Claudia Baldwin; Extraordinary Feats Without Sight; Chaplain's Corner by Chaplain Johnny Bush, Sr.; Interviewing, A Healing Act by Pascal Bauti. Of note, Caregiver Corner, In Remembrance, and The Final Thought. The cover of this issue of the Bulletin reveals a half-length profile of a middle-aged gentleman seated at a desk. Judging by his formal army attire, which includes a tie and a coat with dozens of designations, he is a high-ranking officer. His fingers are firmly pressed against several sheets of paper on the desk. He has a serious demeanor and is looking directly ahead. The background in this photo is blurred to focus on the subject himself. The caption on page 2 describing the photo reads as follows. A momentous determination in November 1946 by General Omar Bradley, at the time head of the Veterans Administration, changed forever the future of the Blinded Veterans Association. The historic decision is remembered in this issue of the Bulletin.